Rod in Apache Junction's next on the line. Welcome to the program, Rod.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I've got Japanese privets.
Okay.
My wife and I put in 50 of them to form a hedge. They actually went in on December 21st last year.
Okay.
And this spring, it came around time where we thought it was time to fertilize them, so we did that. And then we put a little mulch around the base. Not a whole lot, maybe an inch or inch and a half. We've been deep-root watering with one of those deep-root waterers. They were doing fantastic. They were getting up there where they were almost 4 foot tall. And right after we fertilized them and did the mulch on them, it almost looks like they're dying.
When did you fertilize them? What month did you fertilize them?
It would have been, let me think here now, Memorial Day?
Okay. And shortly after you fertilized them, they started to look like they were dying?
Yes, sir. In fact, I would say about maybe half to two-thirds of them.
Okay.
Every bit of the leaves have turned brown.
Okay. You know, it wasn't very hot over that time of the year. My guess is that those plants were really dry when you fertilized them. They hadn't had a drink of water. You threw some ammonium sulfate or something like down on there, and you watered it in, and you probably burned them.
Oops.
You know, I usually, before I fertilize, I make sure my plants and trees are watered first. I want all the cells to be full of water. I want that plant to be really hydrated, because you go and throw some fertilizer on there, which is basically a bunch of salt, and then you add that water to it, and the plant's thirsty anyways, and all those capillary pores open up, and it starts sucking water up and drinking it, and it burns the plant.
And that's a very good description. I've never heard it quite in that detail. It's very hard to do, and it doesn't work out often, but I watch the weather really close mm-hmm. around those key fertilizer days, and I try and get it as it's raining.
Right.
Is
I saw more fertilizer. I mean, I always, when it's a rainy day, I always bring an umbrella, because I know that people are going to come in and want fertilizer, and I'm going to have to walk out to the fertilizer barn and grab some fertilizer with them, so, and then take it out to the car for them. So, yeah, it's a great day, great time to water.
Have you ever been to Grandma's farm in Levine?
I haven't, but I've seen some stuff on Facebook. I have an employee of mine that took her son there for a field trip before school ended this year, and it looked awesome. Next time I'm in that neck of the woods, it's a place I want to go check out.
There's some neat properties in Levine up against the mountains. Well, we've got Bob from Grandma's Farm on the line. Welcome, Bob.
How are you doing this day?
Hey,
good. How's
good.
It down on the farm?
Oh, everything's going real good, but you missed two plants that thrive in the summer heat, one of them being okra and the other one being an Armenian cucumber. We grow both of them down here, and they love the heat.
They do love the heat. In fact, we must not have been on the air, but we're talking about okra. And okra and eggplant and Malabar spinach, where those three things will do real well in the heat. But absolutely right. Okra, old Louisiana, loves that hot, humid temperature down there, and it will thrive this time of the year. Yes, sir.
You betcha. My question today, Grandma, everything we plant on the farm, she wants to get something back, and she's wanting a hedge around the front yard. I've always been told that citrus is actually a hedge, and we force it into trees. So if it's
smart,
true that
man.
Citrus is a hedge, what citrus, what orange would be best to use to build a hedge?
Well, and you're absolutely right. Citrus is more of a shrub than a tree. You know, one of the very best hedges out there, and if the gentleman just before you that was talking about the Japanese privet, if we had enough time, and if you had asked me about planting a 50-foot-long hedge, I wouldn't have recommended Japanese privet. I would have told him to go get some sour oranges.
Well, that's something I can eat.
No, you can eat sour orange. You talk about something that makes a fabulous marmalade, pie, a key lime pie. You can use the fruit itself just like you'd use a lime or a lemon. You know, you want to go squeeze some lime or lemon on your fish or your salad. Sour orange is wonderful for that. But, yes, you can eat it. Now, it's sour, but you can eat it. Those make a great hedge. I mean, the best hedge in the world. But if you wanted to take oranges and lemons and limes and grapefruits and stuff and plant a hedge, absolutely you could do that. Just allow that plant, like I said, to be bushy down below and not to skirt it up to expose that trunk. You know, if you planted those things on probably 8 to 10 foot centers, you'd have a lovely hedge.
Sounds good to me.
We appreciate it, Bob. I look forward to getting down to Levine sometime.
Is it cold out in Levine? Is it cold out in Levine?
Not this morning.
No, I know not this morning, but if it's pretty cool temperatures out there, I'd probably avoid putting limes and lemons in that hedge because they're a little frost tender, but all the other fruit should mix in just fine.
All right, fellas, I'll take it into consideration. Thanks again. Always enjoy the show.
All right, thank you.
And I know that sounds silly, is it cold? But, I mean, you've got a lot of irrigation out in Levine, uh-huh. A lot of farm crops.
Open spaces.
Up against the mountain. You could have your little microclimate there of mm-hmm. some cold areas that, like,
Are we done?
You hit a... Can you believe that was an hour?
I hear the music in my ear. We're done?
That was an hour.
Wow.
Harper's Nursery on...
2529 North Hayden Road in South Scottsdale.